Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome to the show. We're very excited because we have an extra hour of sunlight here in New England. You're listening to the Kids for Love Project radio show. This is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. I'm your host, Deborah Beauvais, and the whole, just as the intro said, we're cultivating love, celebrating all the kids that are making a difference. And our guest tonight, we had Stacy Antine and her kids council back some months ago, and I just fell in love with what she's doing to make a difference in nutrition and kids and parents and their lives. So they're back with us. So we have Stacy Antine. She is the founder of Health Fund USA. She is out in the New York area. Over the 9 years, she's empowered 40,000 kids and families to eat and live healthier. And she's been everywhere, all around, implementing programs. They have a camp where kids learn how what nutrition is and tasting food. We have Lauren, who is 9 years old. She's an expert taste tester. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Hi. And we've got Ben, who's an executive chef, part of the Kids Council there at Health Bond USA. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Hi. And Carson, who's president of the KAC, Kids Advisory Council at Health Bond USA. Are you with us, Carson?
Yeah.
There you are. And then Stacy, who is the leader of the pack.
We're so happy to be back, Deborah. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. And we're very excited to talk about nutrition because it's March is National Nutrition Month. And a little later, we're going to talk about gardening. So just for those that may not have heard the first show, just touch upon a little bit about Health Barn USA.
Sure. Well, I'm the founder of Health Barn, and I came up with this crazy idea to get kids excited about eating healthy foods and learning about nutrition. When I was doing my dietetic internship, like my master's in nutrition, and I saw that, you know, the way kids were living, the way kids are eating, and as a society, how we were dealing with it was much more from a treatment standpoint. When in fact, I really felt that it was more educational, and if kids had the right knowledge and they had the right skills, they would make better choices. So that's kind of the whole concept behind Health Barn. I started the first Health Barn in Wyckoff, New Jersey, and we're located on a farm, and the kids grow their own food. They learn about nutrition. They're environmental stewards. They cook. I mean, these guys will tell you about it, but it's 10 years later, and we've reached over 40,000 kids and families, and it's just amazing when you give people the power of knowledge how they can lead.
Absolutely. And I mentioned New York, but in essence, you are in New Jersey.
Yeah, I live in New York.
Oh, you do? Oh, well, that's where I go. Okay.
But I'm actually in Boston today. I'm up visiting my family, so I was really happy to be in your neck of the woods.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So now what are you doing, Stacy, with the kids? Do you implement something special or a different program that would go through the month of March because it's, you know, awareness month? What are you doing?
Well, we run year-round programs. We run year-round seasonal programs. We have a spring break camp. We also have summer camp. Our spring programs begin the week of the 23rd of March, and we're excited about spring coming because, as you know, the winter's been pretty rough.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating March 20th. We have a big celebration at the Health Barn with the kids. And so anyway, but as far as National Nutrition Month, it's really every week this year, during the winter, we're just closing up on the winter program. We kicked it off with quinoa being the whole grain of the month, so that was exciting. And
Stacy? Okay. Lauren?
Yes?
Can you speak? Stacy, I think, went away, and she's coming back. can you talk about, Stacy mentioned about the whole grain month. Did you learn about whole grains, like the different, like whole wheat and quinoa? I mean, what were some of the grains that you learned about?
Well, how far, I think we try to use, like, a lot of different grains. We encourage using, like, whole wheat and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think whole wheat is, like, really a part of, like, eating healthy, like, as a whole, because it's, like, the whole grain. You're not getting anything else in it. You're not getting any different stuff that they add into it. And I think it's really interesting how much food has changed over the years. And, yeah, so.
Yeah, I remember starting with the whole grains and making bread, and then came on that bread that was just all squishy in a ball that just had chemicals in it. And that's what a lot of people got used to eating. And now we're back to whole grains, back to basics, which has the full vitamins of what the human body was designed to digest. So, yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Lauren. And you're 9, right?
I'm 10 now.
You're 10, 10 now.
Recently.
Wow. And you I remember that you liked Japanese food and salmon sushi, of all things, at your age.
Yes, a lot.
Do you still like that?
Yeah.
And have you added any other foods that you just, you know, that rocks your world?
Well, my weakness is dessert. Like, I love, like, fruits, and I love sweet things. So, like, anything sweet. I like peaches. That's a yes for me.
Yeah.
Raspberries. I'm really big on fruit.
Good. And fruit is good for you, and that's where you get the sweetness.
Yeah.
You don't even need to add any sugar because the fruit is so sweet as is.
Yeah.
Right? Good. All right. So, Stacy, are you back with us?
Yes. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Technical difficulty.
That's okay. So, Lauren and I were talking about the whole grain, you know, the whole grains that you mentioned. So what other things are you, well, tell us about when you open up, when you have your big opening, what are your plans there?
Well, you know, the most important thing is to get kids, these guys will talk about it from the kids' advisory standpoint, but what I've learned is the more I've done this, kids are becoming more and more creative about cooking. And it might be because, I don't know if it's the chef programs on television that they're watching, but, like,
yeah.
They get so excited about, like, for them to be coming up with their own pesto, for example. So they go down to the garden and they'll pick different leaves, whether it's spinach, arugula, et cetera, and they'll come up with their own versions of pesto using different sunflower seeds or, you know, not the traditional pine nuts with parm cheese or not. And they're great with salad dressings and sauces. And, I mean, it's just amazing that I've learned that the more I can facilitate the process, like even a quinoa challenge where they have to go down to the garden and they have to come up with a quinoa salad with vegetables that are freshly picked and, you know, create a sauce. They rise to the occasion, and you can't believe what they create. And so I really feel that we have to allow kids that flexibility. flexibility and creativity to be able to be in the kitchen, not worried about how, you know, if it's dirty or not, and let them come up with these things that taste good so that they feel empowered to actually want to do it.
Right, right. Now, Ben, speaking to what Stacy was just sharing, what are some of the things that you've experimented with since the last time we spoke with you?
Well, what Stacy was talking about, like the quinoa challenge, sometimes it gets, like, really outrageous. Like, you would think some of the things that people put in wouldn't be good, but they almost always end up being really good. Like, one time I remember someone did, I think they used, like, they mixed something like mint and scallions or something. But somehow it ended up being really good, and everyone took that.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that those two would go together.
Yeah, but the whole grains really, like, bind it together, so it's good.
Exactly. Exactly. There's so many things you speak of, quinoa. I introduced that to the kids at the Kids for Love Project at the elementary school in Rhode Island, and they loved it. And it, there's such an education to get to know where quinoa started. It's one of the first, it was the first grain on land anywhere. And yet we're just, it's just coming back to the forefront to utilize it, and it's pure protein. It's pure protein. I mean, I think about all the kids that, you know, don't have meals, don't have food. If they had, you know, a half a cup of quinoa, that would make a huge difference in their lives because many go hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, do you use, when you, like, do a salad, do you use olive oil or other oils?
Well,
are you talking to Ben or?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So usually, when I'm in Health Barn and also just at home normally, when I make salad, like canola oil and things like that, they're not really that healthy, but olive oil is the best one. So that's what I usually use. And it also gives it a good flavor.
Yes, it does. And Stacy, you know, you can chime right in here and talk about what, you know, feed into what we're sharing.
We experiment, like these guys, we make an amazing flaxseed oil recipe, like a dressing.
Nice.
With maple syrup and flaxseed, and it's so delicious. And we do use olive oil, but really these guys are used to, like, we have, like, olive oil tastings, and we try different olive oils from different parts of the world because they all taste so different.
Nice.
So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's because some kids will, they'll think, like, oh, olive oil all tastes the same, but a lot of kids like Greek olive oil, which is a much stronger flavor. So you can have a lot of fun with it. You could do, like, instead of doing wine tastings with your kids, you could do olive oil tastings and find out, you know, because if you use a really good olive oil, like, for example, Greek olive oil, and you make a hummus, it's going to taste a lot different than if you just use a basic olive oil.
Right. That could be a fun contest, too, you know, with the kids not seeing but tasting and then guessing which one is which.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. You could have your Health Bond dollars, Stacy, and give those away to the winner.
A barn buck.
Yes. And we should mention for everyone out there, to learn more about the Health Bond USA, you can go right on their site. It's just as it sounds, healthbarnusa.com. Now, Carson, I'd like to bring you in before we take our first break. You're the president of Kids Advisory Council, right?
Yep.
So what's been happening in the last few months? Are you preparing for the spring that's going to be coming with the, what Stacy had mentioned, the open house type thing, celebration March 23rd, is it?
I guess, yeah. Right now, like, everything's
going on quickly, and I'm working on this contest for these new logos, or not logos, sorry. Maybe we'll get into this the next time.
No, Carson, explain it. We have, Health Barn has a foundation called the Health Barn Foundation, but we have a special program called Healing Meals, where we're actually cooking the recipes from Appetite for Life for kids with cancer and their families. And so these guys are also involved with that, and Carson's doing a really cool recipe, a label contest, because we want to change it up to the label of the food. So, Carson, talk about it.
Okay, so currently I'm working on a flyer for it, and it's going to be $5 to enter, so all this money will go towards the foundation and the supplies. And in my old elementary school, we will, I'm going to hand them out, and we're going to distribute them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. So,
and the label is to cheer up the kids and to make them happier with, like, a colorful design.
Right now, Deborah,
the label is just, you know, basically label tells you what the food is, what the nutritional values and the ingredients, but it's not really, it's not exciting for a kid. So Carson's doing a kid contest to come up with, like, a label or a sunburst or something to kind of spruce up the package.
Right, which is perfect, and I love the, having you start a contest because you get everyone excited, the creativity just starts to flow, and you get other kids involved with how fun food is. And when you realize how fun food is and that this is how you build strong bones and stay healthy, what's not to like about that?
Yeah, I love cooking and doing everything. I've been currently into, like, soups, and I've been making all these soups with every vegetable that we have in the house, and it turns out different each time. And I think other kids love to do that, and once they see, like, a channel for it, and they start going, and they never stop.
Exactly. Now, do you have a favorite soup that you created?
Yeah, it would probably have to be chicken noodle soup, just because of all the different vegetables and all the tastes blending into one.
Good. And now, do you use regular noodles, or do you mix things up? I mean, there's rice noodles, there's quinoa noodles, all kinds. What do you use?
We actually make our own whole wheat noodle at our house, and it's really good and thick.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's impressive, Carson. Well, we need to take our first break, and we'll be back, everyone, talking with the kids and Stacy. And I want to say I'm just always impressed with how articulate you, each one of you, are. And it shows that anyone out there, even if they live in an apartment and maybe not have a lot of money, they can create different meals and make it fun. And who knows, maybe all of you will be, Carson and Ben, maybe you'll be on those children shows, you know, with, what's his name? I love that one. Do you recall? Well, we got to take a break, everyone. So we'll be back in a moment with the kids and Health Bond USA, Stacy and team.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Project Radio Show. This all came about through a download of information I received, and the outcome was teaching kids all about self-love in the elementary school system, and then we have the radio show, and it's celebrating kids that are making a difference. We have Kids for Love bracelets now that you can purchase right on the Dream Vision 7 radio site. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7 radio.com. They're $3 each, and they're less if you buy in bulk, or a dozen at a time, should I say. This show also that you're hearing right now is broadcast on our own station, Dream Visions, the number 7 radio.com, syndicated with 10 other stations, all internet, and it's Wednesday, every Wednesday, 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time, and that's worldwide. We have listenership in over 135 countries. We are with Health Bond USA. The founder is Stacy Antine. We wanted to welcome them back. She has actually been appearances on Rachel Ray Show and CNN's House Calls with Sanjay Gupta. And she is an author of Appetite for Life, The Thumbs Up, No Yucks Guide to Getting Your Kid to Be a Great Eater. And that's Hopper One published. So we're talking about food because it is National Food Month, March, and we want to talk right now about Bite Into Healthy Lifestyle. So go right ahead, Stacy.
The theme for National Nutrition Month is Bite Into a Healthy Lifestyle, which I really love because there's so many obviously, you can think about the types of foods you should be biting into for a healthy lifestyle, but I think at Health Barn, and I'm sure the kids will enlighten you on this, is that a healthy lifestyle is not just about the food we eat. At Health Barn, we have 7 healthy habits, one of which is get a good night's sleep. And I can tell you that when I do assemblies with kids, I would say 50% of the room, most of the kids raise their hand and say they don't get a good night's sleep, which doesn't surprise me because most adults don't get a good night's sleep. But it's as important to get a good night's sleep as it is to eat your fruits and vegetables. So all of these things are interconnected, just like we are with our mind, bodies, and our spirit. So we can't just look at if your child is not eating their vegetables, they might not be sleeping well, or they're not eating breakfast, or they're not exercising. You know, there's other, or perhaps you might not be eating as a family for, you know, time constraints. So we really need to look way beyond just the plate that we're eating and talk about the whole family and how the whole family is functioning and how we can support them to be better so that they're a healthy family.
Sure. Now, what are those things that you're doing with the kids and supporting? I mean, do you get into talking about sleep patterns? Or I know there are many families out there that the kids are up until 10 o'clock at night, and these are young kids. So do you get into that as well?
Yes, that's all part of our, we have lessons on that. But we, you know, I don't know, what do you guys think? Maybe Lauren, you can touch on it. What I try to do is empower them to be leaders. So, for example, when I was younger, I always laugh about this, but I had my sister and I shared a room, and I couldn't put my sister out in the garage. I mean, my sister was going to be in my room. And so I had to figure out a way, because as soon as the lights went out, she would talk, talk, talk. I was the oldest of 2 girls. And so I decided as the oldest and also being a leader that, like, maybe we could read a book before we went to sleep. And so we'd read 2 books to kind of help her feel more comfortable before we went to sleep. So I always tell the kids, like, it's just because of the situation doesn't mean you have to accept it that way. You can make a difference, and I think that's the most important thing, that kids need to have confidence to know that if the situation isn't correct or it's not in the best, if it's not really helpful for them, they can change it. A lot of kids don't feel that way. They feel hopeless. So maybe you guys can, Lauren, you want to talk about how you get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, there are a lot of excuses about, like, getting good night's sleep, like maybe you have, like, a lot of homework, and to every excuse, I feel that there's, like, a good way to get around that. Like, try to find a way to, like, do your homework at regular intervals or do stuff like that. I think just going to bed earlier, especially if you have, if you, like, do something before bed, if you, like, read. I know I read a lot, so I sometimes read before bed. So, like, if you get to bed earlier, I think you're going to wake up, like, more refreshed, and you're going to wake up, like, ready to do whatever you do in the day.
Right. And it's a proven fact that when kids get sufficient amount of sleep and some protein in the morning, they do better at school.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Carson, you want to talk about sleep?
Yeah. What I really love to do before sleep is read. So, after I'm done with my homework and after I've eaten dinner, I sit down and I read my book, and then I think about it for 5 minutes, and I'm able to fall asleep, pass out, and then have a good night's sleep, wake up and feel refreshed.
Great.
Good.
And then Ben's like the early bird. Ben's up. Ben, what time do you get up in the morning?
I usually get up at about 6 o'clock or earlier.
Uh-huh. And he's usually making breakfast for everybody before they get up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Ben, you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Since I get up so early, so, like, if I went to bed at 10 o'clock, I still wouldn't really have that much sleep since I get up so early. So I usually have to go to bed
a little earlier than I would if I wake up at that time, because I still want to get, like, a good night's sleep, because, like you said, if you get a good night's sleep, then it makes you do better at school, and you feel more active and everything.
Right, and your brain works better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what else, Stacy, other than the sleep? What are something?
Well, I'll tell you what the 7 healthy habits are. They're eat breakfast, eat your fruits and vegetables, exercise, get a good night's sleep, family meals, brush and floss your teeth, and recycle. And I think one of the major, at least, things that I've seen from families is that families are so stressed with, like, everybody's moving in so many different directions that the family meal time is really a challenge. Like, it's just not happening. And that's a critical time when not only the research suggests that kids that eat together as a family, with the parents, they eat better in terms of the quality of the food. It's typically more healthy, but it's also a reduction in, like, drugs and alcohol and social problems. And so I think really making that a priority, like, if there's nothing else that you can do, if you could just set time in your week for a family meal, it's significant. Like, it's not an insignificant thing.
Right. And to bring everyone together, you really build the compassion and the love and the family unit by asking questions and what's happening and thinking of, you know, new ideas. All kinds of things can happen when the family comes together. That is, I think that's key for kids to feel, you know, safe and happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, when I have dinner, usually, like, my parents used to be like, no, don't play games during dinner. Like, just talk to each other. And I said they used to say that because that's what I look forward to doing now for dinner. Because we all sit down at the table together and we talk about our day. And, like, we talk about what we did and everyone asks questions and we're all interested.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's really, when it's all said and done, guys, the main purpose for us being here is coming together in compassion and love and learning and then teaching others. And you're certainly doing that. What else, Stacy, that you would like to share and make sure that it's heard?
Well, I think the interesting thing is we just had a lesson now on serving size. And I know everybody's probably heard this 50 million times, but that is kind of the underlying theme of the Bite Into Healthy Lifestyle from the Academy of Dietetics and Nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have it, and what was interesting is that when we did the lesson this past Saturday with the older kids, the harvesters, they were surprised. Like, we did a Chinese takeout, and we showed them really what a portion of rice is. And one of the girls was like, oh, my God, I eat 3 of those without realizing it. And so it's really interesting, even bagels, like how they're supersized and what they consider minis are not minis at all anymore. They're actually what they used to be considered normal for us. So I do think that we have to educate not only about what food to choose, but how much of it to choose. And there's 2 things that we do, trying to teach the kids about what an actual serving size looks like. But another thing we do, maybe you guys could talk about it at camp, we talk about plate waste. And it's, you know, from my perspective, it drives me nuts when there's, like, so much waste at the health barn. So we actually weigh the plate waste after each meal, and the kids try to compete to actually reduce that waste. And one of their strategies was to actually take less. And then if they want to fill it up again, you know, if they want to come back up for seconds, they can, but at least they don't take more than they're going to eat. So maybe, do you guys want to talk about that?
Sure.
Ben, sure. Was big into plate waste.
So,
when we weigh our food, it's like the goal is for, it's different every time. Sometimes it's a day or it could be a week. Like, for a week, let's say, get no waste at all. And then if you do that, you get, I think everyone gets a little barn box.
Hmm.
But if you try your best, like, not to waste anything, because, like, I think that since they're surprised, it makes everyone, like, intrigued to try and do it.
Right.
And it's really important that there's no waste, because, like, those landfills would be, like, so much smaller if we actually ate the food that we took.
That's a very good point, Ben. We need to take our next break, everyone. For those that want to get in touch with Stacy and the Health Bond USA, do check it out. You can connect with her right through her site, healthbondusa.com. And also, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. Sean is in the house, and you can call and ask Stacy or any of the kids a question. And we're talking to kids out there, too, so don't be shy if you're out there and would like to connect. It's 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. Toll-free, 866-338-9663. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for maximum success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing.
The reconnective healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Project show, and we have Stacy Antine, founder, as you know, of Healthspun USA. We have Ben, who's the executive chef, part of the Kids Advisory Council. We have Carson, who is the president of the Kids Advisory Council, and Lauren, who is a expert taste tester. So we're talking about growing a garden now and composting. What do you do if you live in an apartment? Can you still compost, like in a big bucket on the deck or something to that effect?
Okay, I love this question because we just started an indoor worm bin at the Health Barn. Yeah, because it's been that's been a huge challenge for us this winter because we can't get out to the garden. And obviously the land is frozen, and so I'm kind of tired of going back and forth with this compost and dropping it off at the Union Square Market in New York City. But anyway, I went to, I was at the New York, we partnered with the New York Botanical Garden for this Culinary Kids Week, and there was a worm expert there who actually walked me through the whole process with the bin, showed me how to do it. And I just wrote a blog about it. And but it's super easy. You just have to, you know, get a bin. You drill worm holes for the worms for their oxygen. We used a source called Uncle Jim's Worm Farm. So Uncle Jim's Worm Farm. We got 1,000 worms, red worms, delivered. In they went with a little compost and shredded moist newspaper. And they are super, super busy. And the kids absolutely love playing with them.
Wow, that is neat.
It is so,
and that's an answer for those that may not have a yard. It can't stop one from wanting to compost. So tell us what's in your garden there at Health Barn.
Well, at the moment, we are not in the garden, as you know, on the East Coast.
Yes.
But I am getting... we're getting ready right now to get, you know, for the spring. And how we do that is I basically go through the seed draws. We have this huge bin of seed draws to see kind of what we're short on or what we still want to grow. But one of the most important part of planning this is to decide based on the recipes what we're eating a lot of and make sure that we have it in the garden. So, for example, carrots are huge. Bell peppers, kale, Swiss chard, because we have our veggie burgers. We make a lot of pesto, so having spinach as well as basil. What else do you guys like? Zucchini. These guys love to grill up zucchini.
Yeah, they get.
Tell me what else you guys like. Oh, daikon radishes. We have a huge batch of daikon radishes because the kids love miso soup. Maybe what else do you guys like to grow?
I like to grow all these herbs.
I like to grow tomatoes. Those always turn out cool.
Yeah.
So that Ben was the one that mentioned the herbs?
No, that was Carson, I think, right?
And Carson, you like the tomatoes?
Nope. The
other
herbs.
Way around.
It was the other way around.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, but...
You know what I remember when I was a little kid? I lived on a farm, and I remember being in the garden and picking tomatoes and putting a little salt on them and eating them right off the vine. I'll never forget that, and I just love this. So fresh.
Yeah, at Health Barn, we can just, since everything is organic, we can just like, sometimes during the camp, on the first day of the week, or the first day of camp, we take everyone on a tour of the garden, and you can just, like, pick anything off the vine or off the bush and eat it, because it's all organic, and there's no chemicals or pesticides or anything, so you could just grab it and eat it right there.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, Ben, do you sit and discuss with Stacy different recipes and then make sure that whatever is needed is planted in the garden?
Well, sometimes during camp, that comes up a lot because there's a lot more kids during camp because they have the summer free. So we need a lot of different things, like Stacy said, we use a lot of carrots and zucchini and herbs, and all of those things are really important.
Right, and lettuce.
Yeah, we have a lot of lettuce.
Different kinds of lettuce?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, we have a whole salad bowl. We have like a raised bed that we just put the salad bowl in. And, which is so that they can kind of see that salad isn't just romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
Or iceberg. So we have leafy greens. We have the purple. I mean, it's arugula. We have so many
romaine.
So they can try the different things. But the other thing is the cucumbers, and we grow potatoes, sweet potatoes. The potatoes are awesome. They love picking those, or I should say digging those. And, I mean, those taste delicious. You guys, Ben, do you remember when we sliced fresh peppers, potatoes, and we baked them with, like, some olive oil and sea salt? It was delicious.
Yeah, I remember that. Those were really good because the fresh, it's the same for all fruits and vegetables. The fresh, the better, or the fresher, the better.
Right. But it's so robust with flavor.
We're planting peas right now with everybody because that's kind of the first seed that can go in the ground as soon as things thaw out. So we're actually, peas are, like, to celebrate peas, we just came up with a new pea hummus recipe, which was delicious, and we sampled it at the New York Botanical Gardens event. So that was fun.
Now, do you post some of your recipes online, Stacy?
Yes, we have an email newsletter that people can sign up for at healthbarnusa.com. And also a really good way to follow us is on Facebook, and that's where I post a lot of our new recipes, links to the recipes.
Oh, nice. So would you have that pesto recipe that people could find when they go on Facebook?
Yes. So that's the pea hummus recipe, I posted it, and it was in the newsletter just went out this past week, so people could, and then I'll just post that blog post. And then if people are interested in an indoor garden, an indoor worm bin, that blog is also up. So they could just go to the site, and under blog, they could search for it.
Very good. Well, time is going by, so I wanted to ask each of the kids. We'll start with Lauren. You wanted to share about what's important to you to get the word out, and cooking came up quite a bit. Lauren, what would you like to leave for the listeners?
Yeah, I think cooking and healthy eating go hand in hand. Like, I think it's important for kids to know, like, where their food comes from and like, not just, like, from the grocery store down the block, like, the farmers. And I think if you help your kids cook and do everything that, like, you do on a daily basis, I think it'll help them a lot, like, with eating healthier.
Right. You're establishing a way of living back to the basics so that when they get older and start their own families, they'll have that foundation to take with them. So I agree with you. It is so important, Lauren, and I can't say that enough. So how about you, Carson?
Well, I want to tell everybody how cooking always pays off. So, like, say you're tired and you don't feel like wasting, or not even wasting, using time to cook a nice dinner and sit down with your family and you just go, I don't know, get pizza. Well, you don't really know what's in the pizza, whereas if you're cooking at home, you're going to get a nice, healthy dinner that you can sit down with your family and enjoy and talk and have fun.
Beautifully said. Exactly so. And how about you, Ben?
I think that Carson was right, and even if you are tired, like he said, healthy meals, they don't have to take 3 hours to make. You can make a great healthy dinner in probably less than half an hour.
That's
even
good.
If you're tired.
Right. What is something that, can you think of a quick something that you make that takes little time?
One thing that I make is I make, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I make whole grain waffles.
Mm.
And sometimes I put fruit like strawberries or blueberries in them. And then they always taste really good, and it only takes probably 20 minutes to make 12 of them.
Wow. And you know what? One of the things that I liked when my kids were little, we used to have breakfast at dinner time. And just like you're saying,
yeah.
You can make homemade waffles and add some scrambled eggs on the side and fruit, and you've got a delicious, wholesome meal at night instead of the morning.
That's funny because I was just about to say how I love to make something in 5 minutes, which is omelets. And you don't have to put cheese in them. You just do... you could do spinach or any type of lettuce, mushrooms, whatever you have in the house. And
yes.
it tastes fresh and it tastes good.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it makes the body grow and stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Grow in a good way. All right. Well, we're coming down to the last minute or so. Stacy, what would you like to leave the listeners with? And, you know, I think that you should duplicate whatever you're doing in every state of the union.
My sisters are trying to talk me into coming up to Boston. Like, you have to come up here because we want a health barn up here. It was just over dinner conversation. But I think the most important thing is I actually just think that from a kid's standpoint, I hope the listeners are inspired that with their kids, that their kids are far more capable than they may think. And I think it's really important, as you heard from the kids, that these are their own feelings. And I think that if they feel that, like they said, you know, you can whip things up in a healthy way, it's really a matter of having the ingredients in the house. And I always, people say, oh, meal planning, who has time for that? But if you have the ingredients in the house, you just have to put it together. You don't have to start everything from scratch. And, you know, that time that you're with your family is critical time because who has time for themselves anymore? So if you have a family, that meal time is really important. So let your kids, you know, even let your kids do more of the work. You don't have to do everything yourself. And I think these kids are awesome. And I'm sure every kid I meet thousands of kids every year. And I always feel, I feel like they're so much more capable than we as adults allow them to do.
Yes, well said and well put. So, yes, everyone out there, it is Farm to Fork Experience. We need to go. Until the next time, remember, you can listen to this 4 p.m., 4 a.m. on DreamVision7Radio.com every Wednesday. Bye for now.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.